coding machine, Lecter.
According to your instructions, I planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lecter decoding machine.
All I want is that Lecter.
All? Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl or the Lecter?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new Lector.
Lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years. Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but a Lector could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Lector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Lector.
So you had me delivered on a plate.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you for tuning in to Lector Decoder on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm Haley.
I'm Jason.
That's Jason making the funny little sounds. Anything to say?
I am watching the Knicks game, so
I'm going to be pulling a lot of the weight tonight.
You have a big load to carry tonight.
They might even be able to hear the cheering fans at Madison Square Garden in the background. Are they playing at Madison Square Garden?
Of course they are. And if you're hearing any cheering, just know that Timothy Chalamet's voice is baked into all those other voices. Haley?
Yep.
Could you press the MSG, the REM button? Thank you.
Yeah.
kinda hate us here. Should not have had
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason.
We're from Lector Decoder,
and you're listening to CJLO 1690
AM. Thank you.
That was Hands in Reverse from Peterborough duo Beach Out. That was from their latest record, Average Weekends, came out last month. I'm told that as the album progresses, the songs get fuzzier. They crank the fuzz in the second half.
It has kind of a Rentals feel. You're picking up on that?
I'm picking up on that.
Is it possible that Beached Out are friends of P?
Friends of P?
I'm going deep on Rentals lore right now.
I don't know what that means. Okay. I'm told that they've been told that they sound like Yola Tango.
In 1997, Matt Sharp left the band Weezer to form his own band. We'll get into it on another day.
Okay. Before that was Car Seat Headrest with Destroyed by Hippie Powers. And, of course, we start off the show with some REM, our favorite Athens quartet, with These Days from Life's Rich Pageant.
Life's Rich Pageant. Wow. We're almost through on Life's Rich Pageant. We've almost run out of Life's Rich Pageant songs to play.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. We might have to, not yet, there's still a lot of other REM songs, but at some point we might have to switch bands because we've been realizing that those later albums that we haven't been playing from much, turns out they aren't that good.
No, they're good. They're good. We just need to be in the right mindset.
I don't know. Uh-huh. I thought I was in the right mindset today.
You weren't.
I guess I wasn't.
All right. Last week, we told you what our topic was. Classes were wrapping up. We asked you guys, what are the things you will miss the most about Concordia this summer?
Yep.
I'm already missing it.
I know. It goes by so fast. Ren from Physics said the secondhand vape smoke.
Sorry, where are they from?
Physics, the physics department.
Oh, from Physics. Okay, yeah. I got you. Brian from Chem. Right? That's a department?
Yeah.
All right. Said the sarcastic comments from the teachers. I will miss those. Yeah.
And Angelina from Dance said studying just won't be the same without blasting hardcore hip hop on the seventh floor of the hall building.
Do you know how hard it is to get into these like dance and theater classes if you're not a dance and theater major?
Very hard.
Very challenging.
Very hard to get into any of the fine arts courses, kind of.
This week, Pogs are back, now in Pog form. Which other dormant pop culture trends need to make a comeback?
For our younger listeners, do you want to tell them what a Pog is?
If you know, you know.
They're like a little cardboard circle you can put in your pocket.
They're so much
more. Might have a character on it.
You're being so diminishing to this phenomenon.
Well, I'm trying to bring in the listeners. I don't believe in gatekeeping.
Okay. For young people, it's like it's like really popular TikToks, right?
But they don't move.
No, the TikToks move.
Okay.
So do the Pogs.
Okay.
You got to slam them. You don't even know.
Sure. Well, that's what I'm asking you to explain it.
All right. If you have any suggestions for a dormant pop culture trend that you'd like to come back, email us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's Lector with a K, like...
I'm drawing a blank. Kansas. Have we done that one?
No, one of the best bands.
Cool. Here's a new one from Angela Begay, actually a CJLO DJ, amongst other things. It's called, I believe I'm saying this right, Coquihalla?
Coquihalla.
Coquihalla.
Of you. suit yourself too soon. Rather nouveau than never. Contemporaneo, some natural kind of poet might slow it, but she sells more by speed.
That was kind of a set for our art pop girlies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Coquille Halla by CJ Lowe's Ange. You said Angela. You said Begay?
I said Angela Begay.
And I'm saying Angela Begay.
Sure. I don't know.
We don't know which one's right.
I don't know how you say her name.
Nick's up at halftime. After that, we heard She Sells by Roxy Music. Roxy Music, are they on tour?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But if they ever do go on tour again, I hope they play Siren in its entirety.
Oh, okay. Good wish list item for you there. And lastly in that set, we heard from the Dan themselves, the steeliest Dan there is, Through with Buzz from the vastly underrated Pretzel Logic.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzel Logic is a 10, and the fans think it's only a 9.5.
How dare they?
Any major dude will tell you Pretzel Logic is a 10.
Mm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Haley?
Yeah.
We got a club of the week this week, even though school is not in session.
Clubs, even though they might like stop their activities for a bit during the summer, they're still trying to recruit new members.
Summer clubs make me feel fine.
So Concordia Club of the Week this week is the Concordia Old Enough Trademark Club.
Oh, I don't know if I like where this is going.
So this is a spinoff, of course, of the viral Japanese show where we follow toddlers running errands for their parents, you know, like showing that they're old enough to be going out in the world and doing these adult things at 2-3 years old. You know this show?
No.
It's real. Anyways, except here, we empower suburban, upper-middle-class, Ontarian expat undergrads to actually leave the confines of Shaughnessy Village. Broadcast weekly on CUTV, right at Concordia. Tune in to see students attempt daring feats like grabbing a bite in Chinatown, taking a stroll in an actual park, and hopefully, if they reach their goal this season, attending one off-campus event. That's amazing. The Concordia Old Enough Club.
What is this Shaughnessy Village? I don't even know what that is.
That's where Concordia is, like the downtown area.
Shaughnessy Village?
That's Shaughnessy Village.
Okay, so I've been living in Shaughnessy Village this whole time. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Milton Park is like the McGill area.
Okay.
So people, I think they need to get off campus a little bit. Leave their dorm room.
I agree.
I think that. So does the club. I didn't start the club.
It's a badly named club. It had to replace the band Concordia Old Enough Club started by Andrew Tate and the rest of his cronies.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's the name of the show. So I was working within certain constraints.
All right. I'm going to vamp for time here while Haley sets up our next track.
It's ready.
Oh, wow. I didn't have to vamp for
set it up.
This next one's from Martha and the Muffins. And we're going to hear more new music from a CJLO person. How exciting is that?
It's like a little theme.
But first, Martha and the Muffins.
Yeah.
Obedience. Obedience.
Your time is up, please join this line, complete this form.
Was Batterhead by Montreal's own Great Dane. Dane spelt D-A-I-N like disdain. That band features Shay, who's a CGLO DJ with Stereo Field Trip.
You can check that over at greatdanemtl.bandcamp.com and listen to Shay on Friday nights at 9 p.m., kind of the polar opposite of our show.
True. Fun fact, Shay just gave a fun DJ workshop. Like DJing, like live DJ a couple weeks ago that I attended at CGLO.
DJ Workshop.
And I'm basically ready to do events now. So if you need me, hit me up.
Live spinning.
Yeah. Jason? I know you're watching a basketball game right now.
Yes.
But I believe you have an episode of This Week in Basketball History to regale us with.
Twip. In honor of the NBA playoffs, on this week in basketball history, on April 17th, 1990, the Washington Bullets took on the New Jersey Nets in some first-round playoff action. The game was a high-flying affair, with Knicks legend Bernard King coming out on the court wielding his crutches as a weapon. This proved to be no match for Mookie Blaylock, who's rumored to have scored a triple-double, 24 points, 11 rebounds, and $76 in change pickpocketed from patrons in the front row. The game is also remembered for being the first on-court kiss between two players, when Charles Shackelford and Mel Turpin both decided to forego jumping for the ball the referee threw up for them and began to fiendishly make out. At halftime, there was an interview with Sam Bowie's parents, who were in attendance, where his mother reportedly said, "You only wish you picked Michael Jordan instead of Sammy. We wish we had given birth to him." The Nets ended up losing this one 71-55, leading to a ritual humiliation at half-court, where the referees all collectively pantsed Purvis Short. They don't air this one very often on NBA Hardwood Classics anymore, but it lives on this week in basketball history.
Wow. Ritual pantsing.
Yeah.
How about that?
At half court.
That's brutal. Thank you for that. Let's get back to the music. Here's some Parka Courts on CGLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Hello, it's me, Michael Phelps from swimming. When I'm not busy
swimming from the center of the Pacific Ocean to the nearest shore. I'm listening to 6090 AM.
I see now are driving around in borrowed minivans. They're wearing tank tops and knee-high pants and laughingly singing out loud. They're running around this old town looking for the man. Some of the people seem lost tonight with all the drunken hands. So take me to the country line. It's time for us to make a stand, and it's time to make some music right. We'll know each other better tonight. So carry me out past the place I live. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to give you everything, anything, little and big. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to live.
Nice. Part of our borrowed suite. That was first Borrowed Time by the Parquet Courts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Borrowed Minivans by Julie Doiron. We're on a Julie Doiron two-week streak.
Julie
Doiron.
Oui, Julie Doiron.
Mentioned on Matt's In the Garage. If you're not tuning in at 8 p.m. every week to listen to Matt's In the Garage, what are you even doing?
What are you doing?
You mentioned Eric's Trip, which we played last week. This week, we went solo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haley?
Yes.
You got a joke this week?
Yeah, sort of. We keep like a Google Doc where we put all our ideas, Electro Dakota ideas. There's a lot of brainstorming, a lot of like throwing stuff at the wall, you know, until we find the perfect show. Yeah.
No free ads. We put all of these ideas on a generic, unbranded, cloud-based document service.
My bad.
Yeah.
And it turns out I forgot to update the joke for this week, and all I wrote was pirate joke, which is what happened last week. But I'm going to stick to the document, our brandless document, and tell another pirate joke. Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Why is being a pirate so addictive?
Why is being a pirate so addictive? I do not know.
I don't quite know either, but it seems like you lose your first hand and you just get hooked.
Ah, I like that. I've always wondered, Captain Hook, before he lost the hand to the alligator,
yeah,
was he Captain Hand?
Probably.
Because otherwise, like, what's going on
there?
He
must have been.
You lose a hand, suddenly you rebrand?
Yeah, that's got to be it. Music?
Yeah, more music.
Here's a new one from King Tuff. It's called Backroads.
My favorite release of 2026.
Give me all your tears and your blue jean blues. Put your arms around me, we'll never lose. Never look back, cause there's nothing to see. head on down the road to eternity. Cause you're the one I've been dreaming of. Dreaming of all day, dreaming of every night. Like a diamond in the rough, it's hard to tell you apart from the sunshine. Puzzle pieces put into place, good thing in a world gone wrong. Little kisses lost in space, they go on and on and on. So hold on to me tight, don't you ever let go. We'll drive around all night, blasting the radio all the way home. On the back road, going fast on the back. On the radio, rabbits on the roof. Place is a mess, but we like it to be styled. Clouds in the coffee and pies in the sky. Cause I'm starting to believe that magic is real and true love does exist. I'm climbing the apple trees. Get lost in the forest of your kiss. Cause out here it's mostly nothing. Nothing but the stars and the singing of the bullfrogs. Nothing but the sound of the engine running. Going on and on and on. And in the fading light, roll down the windows. We don't need the brights, cause everywhere we go, solid gold. On the back roads, going fast on the back roads. Smoking grass on the back roads, like a bat out of hell. Going fast, the sky's gonna open up. Long John's boots on, generator humming. So come close to me now, my love. Cause out here is mostly heaven. Heaven in the woods, heaven like a bird song. Sitting on the hood with the sun setting. Going on and on and on. So hold me through the night. Blasting the radio, going fast, going slow. On the back roads.
Oh yeah, a really fun record there. If you like that one, check out Moo by King Tuff. That song was Back Roads. We're pretty much at the end of our show now.
Well, friends, it can't last forever.
We got to say some thank yous, and then we're going to play you a fun little song at the end.
Things got to come to an end someday. You got to either get busy living or get busy dying.
Jason just watched The Shawshank Redemption for the first time.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Thank you to all of our listeners.
Everyone at CJLO.
Diego, whoever you are.
Especially the winners. I thank the winners more than the other people at CJLO.
Sure.
Thank you for sticker books.
Thank you, Amusement Park Tycoons.
It's a repeat, I think. Thank you to women named Jennifer and their bodies.
Thank you, the fabled tome of Gilnar.
That's Gilnar. It's the fabled tome of Gilnar. Not so fabled.
My bad.
Thank you to Staff Picks.
And finally, thank you to the Scarborough Scabies.
Go team!
Finally, please send us your jokes. We're tired of pirate jokes. We need ideas. Send us your ideas, your comments, your thoughts to lectordecoder.cgelo@gmail.com. That's lector with a K, as in...
Knicks. Go Knicks, baby. Knicks at 4! Yeah! One more for you. We got a cover of the famous Liverpool Quartet,
mm-hmm.
Beatles.
Yep.
We got a cover by a Japanese lady named Sheena Ringo. And listen, you can't just get that name unless you qualify.
Imagine having that name and you hate the Beatles.
It's not possible. It
just doesn't work.
No, you can't.
This is Your Blues for CJLO. I'm Haley.
I'm Jason. Good
night. Have a great night.
I love you. Good night.
Bye.
I love you, CJLO.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna I'm not afraid of the dark.